This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. We must pray with courage to the Lord and with tenacity, just as Abraham did. That's what Pope Francis said to the faithful gathered for early morning Mass in the chapel of the Vatican Guest House, Santa Marta, on Monday. Cardinal Kurt Koch, the president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, and Secretary Bishop Brian Farrell concelebrated today's Mass, which was attended by members and staff of the same council. In his homily, Pope Francis referred to Abraham's courage and tenacity in appealing to the Lord to spare the city of Sodom from destruction. Pope Francis drew from the first reading, observing that Abraham is a courageous man and prays with courage. Abraham, he said, finds the strength to speak face to face with the Lord and attempts to defend that city, and he does it with tenacity. In the Bible, therefore, the Pope said, we can see that prayer must be courageous.
Quando noi parliamo di coraggio, pensiamo sempre nel coraggio apostolico, andare a predicare il Vangelo.
Sometimes, the Pope said, one goes to the Lord to ask something for someone. One asks for a favor and then leaves. But that, he warned, is not prayer, because if you want the Lord to bestow a grace, you have to go with courage and do what Abraham did, with that sort of tenacity. The Pope recalled that Jesus himself tells us that we must pray as the widow with the judge, like the man who goes in the middle of the night to knock on his friend's door, with tenacity. In fact, he observed, Jesus himself praised the woman who tenaciously begged for the healing of her daughter. Tenacity, said the Pope, even though it's tiring, is really tiresome. But this, he added, is the attitude of prayer. St. Teresa, he recalled, speaks of prayer as negotiating with the Lord, and this is possible only when there is familiarity with the Lord. The Pope stressed here the same sort of reasoning that Abraham uses in his prayer. Take up the arguments, the motivations of Jesus' own heart.